欢迎诸位朋友、弟兄姊妹来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome our friends, family, brothers and sisters to join us in tonight's service.
我想在这几天晚上的聚会当中，大家再来对主耶稣，再深入的来认识。
So in the next few evening of services, we will get to know our Lord Jesus even better.
主耶稣是人类历史上的一个人。
So Lord Jesus is a character, is a person that exists in the history.
所以一般的基督教才有所谓的圣诞节。
And that's why in Christianity there's a holiday called Christmas.
主耶稣在世界上做很多事情。
Lord Jesus have done many great things in earth.
这是人做不到的。
And there are things that cannot be done by human.
从他做的事情让我们了解他就是神。
From the things that he has done, it allows us to understand that he is God.
主耶稣在世界上讲很多的话。
And Lord Jesus has spoke many words in earth.
这是人不曾讲，也不敢讲。
And there are the things that men do not have not never said or never dare to say.
但是主耶稣讲过到现在，没有一句话被擦掉。
And not a single word that Lord Jesus has spoken has ever been erased.
这些话到现在还是适用。
And so those words were still being used even today.
因为他讲的话就是真理。
Because the words that he spoke are the truth.
这证明他本身就是神。
And so this proves that he is God himself.
那在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
So in Book of John, Lord Jesus introduced himself seven times.
这个七次的自我介绍非常的独特。
And the seven times that he introduced himself were very special.
每一次的自我介绍从不同的方向让我们来认识他。
Every time he introduced himself, he allows us to understand him more from different angles.
首先我们先来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's first turn to Book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John, chapter 8.
五十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 58.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
58, I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
如果我们看英文非常清楚，亚伯拉罕还没有存在，我已经在那里了。
And he said before Abraham was born, he was already there.
亚伯拉罕是主耶稣前两千年的人。
So Abraham was someone that was born 2,000 years before Jesus.
那主耶稣的话就是两千年前呢，已经有我了。
And Lord Jesus said that even 2,000 years ago, he existed.
如果我们看主耶稣的家谱，一直推上去，有一个叫亚伯拉罕。
If you look at the genealogy of Jesus, there is an ancestor named Abraham.
如果今天有一个人说，还没有我公公就有我了，你就想说，这个人头脑可能有点问题。
If today somebody tell you, before my grandfather existed, I was, you would think that that person have a problem.
但是主耶稣说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
But Lord Jesus said, before Abraham was born, I am.
犹太人听不懂。
And so the Jews didn't understand that.
就拿石头要打他。
So they took the stones and wanted to stone him.
他就出去了。
So he left.
主耶稣讲的话是事实。
But what Jesus spoke was truth.
因为他不只是人啊，他是神。
Because he was not only a human, he was God.
所以还没有亚伯拉罕，他本身就是神，他就存在了。
So before Abraham was born, because he was God, so he existed.
但是犹太人没有办法认识他。
But the Jews didn't know him.
你爸爸不是那个街头的木匠吗？
They thought, isn't your father the carpenter?
你从小不是跟我们在一起长大的吗？
Didn't you grow up with us?
你今天怎么这样讲呢？
So how can you say these words?
他没有办法认识他。
So they didn't know him.
所以如果我们很单纯的从人认识人的这个方向来看，真的很难认识耶稣。
So if you look from the human perspective, it would be difficult for you to know God.
但是如果我们从主耶稣所讲的话仔细来思考，你就发现除了他是神之外，你没有办法解释。
But if you try to think about what he said from his perspective, then you will know that you'll realize that you cannot explain him from human perspective.
而且他讲的话不只是一套空洞的理论。
And what he said is not just a vain theology.
比方说有时候我们去学过一套哲学，这只是头脑里面有你有一套观念理论而已。
Because sometimes when we study a certain philosophy or theory, it's just a theory.
主耶稣讲的都是在生活中可以去体验到的。
But everything Lord Jesus said is something we experience in our lives.
这是非常奇妙的。
So this is miraculous.
我们今天来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6, John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
约翰六章35节。
John chapter 6, verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
So Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
没有一个人这样自我介绍的。
So no one ever introduced himself in such a way.
我们顶多说，我带粮食给你。
The most that we could dare to say is, I will bring you bread.
但是没有人说过，我本身就是粮食。
But nobody's ever said, I am the bread of life.
但是主耶稣竟然说，我就是生命之粮。
But Lord Jesus himself said, I am the bread of life.
那你如果到我这里，你就永远不饿，信我，你就永远不渴。
If you come to me, you will never go hungry, and if you believe in me, you will never be thirsty.
这个就是主耶稣对我们日常生活一个非常具体的影响。
And so this is a very concrete impact that Lord Jesus has on our lives.
有的人说，好像没有主耶稣，我也活得很好。
So some people might say that without Jesus, I am just fine.
主耶稣，好像跟我生活没有关系。
And it seemed that Lord Jesus has nothing to do with my life.
但是从约翰福音第六章里面，我们看有三件事情，跟我们有密切的关系。
So from John chapter 6, we see that there are three things that has a deep relationship with us.
第一个就是主耶稣对我们生活最基本的需要，有一个很有力量的承诺。
And first is that Lord Jesus has a strong promise in our daily needs.
到底他承诺什么？
So what did he promise us?
在第六章的开始，主耶稣变了一个神迹。
So in the beginning of chapter 6, Lord Jesus performed a miracle.
从第一节一直记载到14节。
That's recorded from verse 1 to verse 14.
这个神迹主要是说有5000个人在听主耶稣讲道。
And the miracle was that there are 5,000 people listening to Lord Jesus speak.
那一直听到太阳下山。
And they listen until the sunset.
那怎么办呢？大家肚子饿怎么办呢？
And so what could they do because they were hungry?
5000人呢？
There were 5,000 of them.
今天晚上在一起吃饭大概不到100个。
So there's probably less than 100 of us eating tonight.
算是100个。
Let's say it's 100 of us.
5000人是我们今天晚上一起吃饭的不是五倍，是50倍。
So 5,000 people is 50 times of the number of people that ate here tonight.
如果今天5000个人要来吃饭，你要多少人煮，要煮多久呢？
So if today there are 5,000 people gather here to eat dinner, how many people does it require to prepare the meal and how long does it take?
这是再是一个难题。
So this is a very difficult dilemma.
事实上我们也真的为着每天的生活需要有很多的忧虑。
So the truth is that we do worry about our everyday needs.
所以我们常常讲不晓得怎么办呢，让我的生活真的有一个保障。
And so we wonder what can we do so that there's a promise, there's a guarantee in our lives.
所以有的人就很认真做工。
And so there are many people that work hard.
希望在公司里面得到老板的看重，因此将来要解雇的时候你就不会解雇到我们。
So they hope they'll be utilized by their boss so that one day when everyone's being laid off, they'll still keep their job.
有的就很认真想要多积一点钱，即使我将来没有工作，我也不怕。
So others try hard to save some money, so even if they're laid off one day, they will still have some savings.
所以我们人为着生活基本的需要，天天在奋斗。
So we work hard, we toil for our daily needs.
但是有时候觉得很累。
But sometimes we feel tired.
因为生活没有保障。
Because there's no guarantee.
在这个社会里面，如果一个公司赚钱，他拼命就请人。
And in the society today, if a company is making money, they will hire people.
但是如果公司没有赚钱，他就从那个亏本那个部门就整个就裁掉。
And if a company is losing money, they will lay off everyone in that department.
所以我们活在美国，有时候虽然收入很高，但是这个没有保障。
So living in America today, even though we may have high salary, but there is no guarantee.
那年轻的时候还没有关系，我们能力很强，适应力很强，可以到处搬。
So when we're young, it seems that it's not a big deal because very versatile, very adaptable.
但是上了40岁、50岁，有孩子、有房子、有车子。那个时候这个就不是小问题了。
But if we're in our 40s or 50s, we have kids, we have mortgage and car payment, this is a big problem.
所以怎么让我们生活有一个保障？
So how can we have a protection or guarantee in our lives?
最基本的生活需要不会有缺乏。
So that we will not be needing anything in the most basic needs.
这里我们看 这五千个人哈，要怎么让他吃饱
？So how did Lord Jesus fill 5,000 people？
啊，主耶稣就对门徒说，第五节
，Verse 5。
哦，说我们从哪里买这个饼叫这些人吃呢
？Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat？
啊，主耶稣给他们考试。
And so Lord Jesus gave them a test。
啊，结果腓力就说，哦，我们看第六节
，Verse 6。
他说这个话是要试验腓力，他原来知道怎样行。
He asked us only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
所以怎么解决这五千个人的吃饭？主耶稣已经有他的计划在里面。
So Lord Jesus already knew how he was going to solve this problem.
那腓力是人啊，所以他的答案是可以预测的。
So Philip was a human, so his answer was very predictable.
说这二十两银子叫他们个人吃一点也不够啊。
And so he said that eight men's wages could not buy enough bread for each one of them to have a bite.
但是主耶稣是神啊，所以他的解决方法人想不出来的。
But because Lord Jesus is God himself, so the way he solved the problem was unimaginable to them.
这个叫做神迹。
So that's why this is a miracle.
这个叫做证明他是神。
So this proves that he was God.
因为他对问题解决的方式常常是人想不到也做不到的。
Because the way he solves the problem is unimaginable to human and is unachievable.
结果有一个人带了五个饼两条鱼。
So there was a person that brought five loaves of bread and two fishes.
耶稣就用这个祝谢了，所谓祝谢就是在神面前呢，求神祝福啊。
So Lord Jesus gave thanks, meaning that he asked God to bless the food.
啊，结果就五千个人吃饱。
And that fed 5,000 people.
还有把剩下收起来有十二篮子。
And he gathered the leftover and was enough to fill 12 baskets.
这是一个极大的神迹。
So this was a miraculous sign.
对当时的人一个是极大的震撼。
And to the people at the time, this was a very deep impact.
这一位耶稣现在还活着。
And the Lord Jesus is still living today.
他就活在我们当中。
He lives among us.
如果我们真的信他，
If we truly believe in him,
我们真的靠他，
And we rely on him,
我们的生活他就承诺要看顾我们。
Then he will promise to look after us in our lives.
这个就是我们安全感的来源。
So this should be the source of our security.
不是因为我们有很多，所以我不怕。
So we're not afraid, not because we have a lot.
是因为我有一个父亲。
But rather, it's because we have a father.
他承诺过我。
And he once promised us.
要看顾我的需要。
That he will look after my needs.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
31节。
Verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。32节。
32.
这都是外邦人求的，你们需用的一切东西你天父是知道的。这个地方在讲啊，不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么。
Here it says, do not worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
为什么？
Why?
32节他就解释。
So verse 32 he explains.
这是外邦人忧虑的。
So these are the things that the Gentiles worry about.
什么是外邦人？就是他没有敬拜独一真神。
So what does it mean by pagans? Pagans are the people that do not fear God.
那为什么你不需要忧虑？
So why is it that you don't need to worry about these?
因为你需要的，你的父亲是知道。这有一个字叫做父亲。
Because Heavenly Father knows what you need.
所以这个观念告诉我们，我们人不只有肉身的父亲，还有一个更伟大的父亲，就是天上的神。
So this teaches us that as human, we not only have a father, but we also have a heavenly father.
如果他造我们，他也会养活我们。
And if he created us, he will surely keep us.
所以我们找到他，这是福气的根源。
So if we can find him, he is a source of our blessings.
他知道我们的需要。
Because he knows what we need.
他愿意帮助我。
He is willing to help us.
所以怎么能够让这个承诺在我生活中真的体验到呢？
So how can we truly experience this promise?
33节。
Verse 33.
你要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, all these things will be given to you as well.
这个他的国就是父的国，就是神的国。
So his kingdom refers to Father's kingdom, God's kingdom.
那这个他的义就是父的义，神的义。
His righteousness means the Father's righteousness and God's righteousness.
也就是在神面前过一个神认为对的生活。
In other words, live a life that would seem righteous in front of God.
那这一些东西，你生活的需要，都是神承诺要给你解决。
then all the things that you need, God will provide because He promised you.
所以三十四节不要为明天忧虑。
So verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow.
不是因为我们有什么。
It's not because we own anything.
是因为我们有主耶稣的承诺。
But rather it's because we have the promise of Lord Jesus.
因此信主耶稣很好。
So that's why it's so wonderful to believe in Jesus.
我不需要为生活来忧虑。
That we don't need to worry about our lives.
因为我需要的神已经承诺他会用他的大能大力来带领我供给我让我生活没有缺乏
Because God already promised everything we need He will use His almighty hands to guide us and lead us so that we will lack nothing
所以我们信主的人有很多体验
So those of us who believe in the Lord have many experiences
真的很认真在追求神的人
So the brethren who seek after God truly
都体会到他生活的需要神都有很奇妙的方法来看顾他
And they experience that God has miraculous ways to watch over them.
所以耶稣是生命之粮。
So Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
第一个就是指着我们肉体的生命，主耶稣会看顾我们。
First refers that to the fact that God will watch over our fleshly needs.
那有的人觉得说，反正我也没有愁吃，也没有愁喝，我生活都没有缺乏。
So some people might think that I lack nothing in my life. I have food to eat and things to drink.
所以耶稣说是生命之粮，这个跟我没有关系啊。
So Lord Jesus said that He is the bread of life. That has nothing to do with me.
但是如果我们回到第六章来看主耶稣第二所讲的话。
So let's turn back to chapter 6 and look at what Jesus said.
三十五节再一次。
Verse 35.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
John chapter 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
原来我们人有两种的需要。
So as human, we have two kinds of needs.
一种是物质上的需要，是满足我们的肉体。
So first is the physical needs that fulfill our bodily needs.
还有一种叫做心灵上的需要。
The second is the spiritual needs.
所以我们常常说，所谓精神粮食。
So that's why we often refer to spiritual food.
所以人需要一种精神粮食。
And people need spiritual food.
那到底这所谓的精神粮食是什么？
So what exactly is spiritual food?
难道是报纸吗？
So does that refer to newspapers?
有时候你订各种不同的报纸，花几个钟头在看报纸，看到完你发现里面也没有什么好消息。
So sometimes you spend hours reading newspapers, reading various newspapers, you'll realize that you've not learned anything new.
但是如果我们的心没有得到满足
Because if our hearts are not filled,
我们会活得很虚空
Then we will lead a very, we'll lead our life in vain.
我们会常常去寻找刺激
So we will be seeking after excitement.
那这个就是现在这个社会的问题
So that is the problem of the society today.
物质生活很丰盛
That we have abundant material resources.
但是人的心灵很空虚。
But our hearts are very empty.
你就想说，那心灵空虚你怎么知道？你看到了吗
？You might ask, how do you know the hearts are empty? Can you see it?
因为我们看到人的生活它的内容，我们就可以感觉到它是很空虚的。
We can tell that the hearts are empty by the way they live.
最近我听到一个信徒在见证。
So recently I heard a testimony from a member.
他说，我们全家来信主，这真的神迹啊。
And he said that my entire family has come to believe in the Lord. That itself is a miracle.
差不多十几年前。
Because about a decade ago.
我看他们经济大概不错。
He was in a pretty good financial state.
他们说一下班回来到周末就是喝啤酒。
And he said that after work, when it's the weekends, they will start drinking.
有的叫抽烟。
And some will start smoking.
叫打麻将。
Or they'll play 麻将。
唱卡拉 OK。
They'll sing karaoke.
那有的就常常跑到拉斯维加去赌博。
Or they'll go to Las Vegas to gamble.
那这个就是他们生活的内容。
So these are the content of their lives.
但是现在他信耶稣以后。
But now that he is believing Lord Jesus.
他说我们不敢相信我们改变这么多。
They said that they can't believe that they've changed so much.
信了耶稣以后。
After they believe in Jesus.
他也不需要抽烟。
He doesn't need to smoke anymore.
也不需要喝啤酒。
He doesn't need to drink anymore.
也不需要打麻将。
He no longer needs to play 麻将。
也不需要赌博。
Nor does he need to gamble.
怎么能够有这样的改变呢？
So how can he have such a transformation?
这个就是 证明主耶稣已经满足他心灵的需要。
From this, it proves that Lord Jesus already filled the needs of his heart.
当主耶稣满足了心灵的需要，你就发现一些世俗上层次很低的这些生活内容，你不需要。
And when Lord Jesus fills your heart, you'll find that you no longer need the secular way to live.
不是不可以，你不需要。
It's not that you are not allowed to do them, rather you don't need to do them.
因为主耶稣里面的满足是更好的。
Because the contentment in Lord Jesus Christ is even better.
而且世界上的满足都要有条件，常常是都需要钱的。
And the secular way to fulfill yourself often has a cost. It may cost money.
你就是说要去买 drug 来用 ，drug 也要有很多钱呢、啊。
If you want to buy drugs to use, you still need to have the money to purchase the drugs.
喝酒也要很多钱呢、啊。
You need the money to buy drinks.
赌博也要钱呢、啊。
You also need the money to gamble.
但是等到我们来寻找主耶稣，你发现这个满足是不需要钱的。
But when you come and find Lord Jesus, you'll find that such a contentment is free.
所以主耶稣来解决人类基本的需要，那个答案是很简单。有时候。你不敢相信。
So Lord Jesus came to solve the basic needs of men. That answer is very easy. Sometimes you can't even believe it.
耶稣是生命的粮食。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣让我们的心灵富足。
So Jesus fills our hearts.
宗教要让我们心灵富足。
So this religion will help fulfill our hearts.
所以我们不要想象说宗教就是抽签啊，问佛。保平安就这样而已，不是这样的。
So you shouldn't limit religion as asking for favor from God or to sacrifice.
宗教有更深的一个任务，就是让你的心得到满足。
There is an even more important mission of a religion, which is to find the contentment in your heart.
所以主耶稣才说我是生命的粮食。
And that's why Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
但是如果你要再问深一点，那请问我今天要信耶稣，我到底怎么能够让耶稣成为我的粮食得到满足呢？
So if you want to take a step further, you might ask, if I want to believe in Jesus today, how can I allow him to be the bread of my life?
圣经有一句话。
There's a verse in the Bible.
说人活着不单靠食物。
And that men do not live by bread alone.
也就是说人需要食物。
In other words, men do need bread.
但是不单靠食物。
But we don't live by bread alone.
那还要需要什么？
So what else do we need?
还需要神口里所出来的话。
We need the words that come out of the mouth of God.
如果你想想看。
So think about this.
有一天啊，你全家都团圆了。
And one day your whole family gathers.
哇，去外面买了很丰富的食物。
That they go out and buy delicious food.
那全家就一起吃饭，没有人讲一句话。
So the whole family gathered together, yet nobody speak a word.
不错，这个是 family 这个家庭的团契。
So even though it's a family reunion.
但是没有一个人讲一句话。
But nobody speaks a word.
那你会发现这个团契是好吃的很丰富，但是这样要做什么呢？
And you might find that even though the food's delicious, so what's the point of gathering?
所以这个家庭的团契有时候最可贵的不是吃的东西。
So the most precious thing about gathering is not the food.
而是我们全家在一起那一种谈话。
But rather, it's the fellowship, the conversation that we have as a family.
啊，彼此互相的关心。
And that we care for each other tenderly.
对对方的感谢。
And that we have thanksgiving towards each other.
对将来的期待。
And that our hope for the future.
那这种家庭团契让我们觉得非常好。
So only such a family gathering is great.
但是我们能够在神里面所得到的是远远超过这个。
But what we can have in God is far beyond this.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六十三节。
Verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Verse 63, the spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The word I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
这里说我对你说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Here says the words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
这句话没有人讲过的。
And nobody has spoken such words.
耶稣说我讲的话是生命。
Lord Jesus said that what he spoke of is life.
是活的。
It's living.
我讲的话是灵。
And what he spoke is spirit.
所以我们人的心呢、啊，如果有神的话进来
，So if God's words enter into our hearts，
就是有神的生命进到我们里面
，Then the life of God will enter into us。
如果有神的话进来
，If God's words come into our hearts，
就是有神的灵在里面感动我们，满足我们
，Then the Spirit of God will enter into us and fill our hearts。
所以这本圣经真的是很奇妙
，So this Bible is truly wonderful。
有时候有人说、啊、你如果睡不着觉、啊、你读两三章圣经解经 你就很好睡
So some people say that if you have a hard time falling asleep you just have to read a few chapters you will surely sleep well
为什么
Why is that?
读不懂啊很无聊你睡着了
And the reason is because you don't understand it so it's very boring you can fall asleep easily
但是我们有很多的弟兄姊妹他们每一天晚上睡觉前都要读圣经
But yet we have many brothers and sisters they have to read the Bible every night before they go to bed
他读了圣经很受感动掉眼泪下来
And they read the Bible and touched by it so they shed tears
整天晚上那个神的话就在头脑里面这样想
And so they think about God's words over and over every night
非常受感动非常满足
So they were moved by the words of God They were content
因为这本圣经基本就是在描写神对我们的爱
Because this Bible describes God's love towards us
有谁不愿意听到爱的声音呢
So any, who would not be willing to listen to the voice of love
爱心的呼唤
To be listening to the calling of love.
爱心的承诺
And the loving promise.
这个就是圣经神的话
So this is the Bible. This is the word of God.
神的话又带有力量因为它是灵
The word of God has power because he is a spirit.
所以有的人啊心灵很软弱
So there are some people that are weak in their spirit.
甚至睡不着忧郁症
Or they may have depression. They can't sleep.
他来教会听道理
So when they come to the church to listen to the words,
就觉得每一句话都有能力进到他心里面
they find that every word have power and enter into their hearts.
真的很奇妙，他回去以后他就很好睡啊。
And miraculously, when they go back to home, they fall asleep easily.
那个力量从哪里来
？So where did that power come from?
就是从神的话来。
It comes from the word of God.
这是灵，灵里面有生命。
And it is spirit. In spirit, there is life.
灵里面有力量。
In spirit, there is strength.
所以神的话才能够真的满足我们，做好像粮食一样。
So the word of God can truly fulfill us like bread.
哦，因此我们常常读圣经，你发现这些人的心呢、啊、是很丰富、很丰盛、很富足的。
So if we read the Bible often, we'll find that our hearts are fulfilled, that we find abundance.
所以。英国有一个报纸，曾看过一个文章。
So in the UK, there's an article that was published in the newspaper.
如果你要下监三年，允许你带三本书，你会带什么
？That if you will be in prison for 3 years and you're allowed to bring 3 books, which 3 books would you choose?
请问有哪一本书你可以读三年
？And let me ask you, which book can you read for 3 years?
报纸今天读是新闻。
And everything in the newspaper today is news.
明天是旧闻。
And tomorrow is old news.
后天就一文不值。
And the day after is worth nothing.
那还有哪一本书你可以读了再读，读了再读，
读
三年
？So which book can you read over and over for 3 years?
忽然间你发现人世间除了圣经之外，没有一本书你可以读三年。
And you'll realize that in this world, other than Bible, there's no other books that you can read for 3 years.
而且圣经很奇妙。越读越深
And there's, the Bible is wonderful. The more you read, the more profound your understanding is.
所以你初信的时候，如果二十岁，你读圣经。
So if you first believe in your 20s and you read the Bible,
你读到60岁还是读那一本圣经，而不是另外一本叫做高级圣经，没有这样的。
And you go into your 60s, you still read the same book. You don't read the advanced Bible.
小孩子读的圣经跟80岁老人读的圣经一样。
So the Bible that a young child reads is the exact same book as someone elderly reads.
为什么一样？
So why is it the same book?
因为这本书是灵，是生命。
Because this book is spirit, is life.
我们越读层次越深。
So the more we read, the more our profound our understanding is.
最后你在圣经里面认识了神。
And at last, you find God in this Bible.
在圣经里面接触了神。
And in this Bible, you touch God.
你就发现宝贝在里面。
So you'll find precious treasure in this Bible.
我一生最宝贝的东西是在圣经里面。
The most precious things I've know in my life is hidden within this Bible.
那你发现了至宝，那就很高兴了。圣经就是我的满足。
So once you find that ultimate treasure, you will be content because Bible will fulfill you.
因为圣经就是神对我讲话。
Because Bible are the words spoken to me by God.
让我心灵得到满足。
And so that it fulfills my heart.
所以耶稣是生命之粮。
So Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
我们再看第七章约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章
John chapter 7
37节
verse 37
节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站着高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝38节
38
信我的人就是经上所说从他的腹中又流出活水的江河来39节
39
耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的这里主耶稣大声说
And so here Lord Jesus cry out loudly
大声说就是表示很重要啊你要听得很清楚
He said in a loud voice meaning that this is important you gotta listen clearly
人若渴了可以到我这里来
If anyone's thirsty let him come to me、
哦、这一句话是今天对我们的一个呼吁
So today this is a calling to us
主耶稣是木匠的儿子他能够给我们什么
Lord Jesus is a son of a carpenter what can he offer us、
哦、这里说从你的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Here says, "Stream of living water will flow from within him."
这个腹中就是从你的里面要涌出活水，活水就源源不断的水。
And the stream of living water, meaning that is flowing of living water.
我们很多的满足都是从外面进来的。
So many of our contentment comes from the outside world.
所以我们很容易受环境影响，因为外面进来，环境一改变，那个外面进来就没有了。
Because that's why we're very easily influenced by the environment.
但是有一个是从里面出来的。
But there's something that comes from within.
这个叫做活水。
That is the living water.
那从里面出来的，你就不会受到外面影响。
What comes from within will not be influenced by the outside world.
因为它是从里面呢。
Because it comes from within.
外面怎么变，那个里面不会变呢。
So no matter how the outside world changes, what comes within will never change.
那到底那个活水是什么？
So what is that living water?
这里说那就是圣灵。
And here it says that is the Spirit.
圣灵就是活水。
So Spirit is a living water.
那什么是圣灵呢？
So what is the Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神要把他的灵从天上浇灌在我们心里。
God wants to pour down His Spirit into our hearts.
那如果我们常常祷告被圣灵充满。
So if we pray often and we're filled by the Holy Spirit.
从你的心里就会涌出一种内在的甜美。
And in your heart, you will pour out the sweetness.
那种念在的甜美好像活水这样一直涌出来
The sweetness that comes from within is like the living water coming out
所以有时候被圣灵充满你走在街上扎在飞机上你都心里很喜乐
So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit even if you're walking on the street or catching an airplane your heart is filled with joy
摸摸口袋钱也没有增加
If you reach in your pocket you're not any richer
再看看我问题也没有解决
If you look at your life your problems are not solved
但是为什么我心一直喜乐起来呢
But why is it that I have joy in my heart
你也没有办法解释
You can't explain this
那个喜乐就是圣灵像活水在你心中涌出来。
That joy is the Holy Spirit flowing out like the living water.
这个不是体验啊
so,
不是理论啊
So this is not a theory.
这是应许啊
This is a promise.
是我们体验得到的。
This is something we can all experience.
如果你渴慕
If you ask for it,
生活很烦躁
If your life is filled with burden,
常常觉得很空虚
If you have emptiness in your heart,
活着很乏味
And if your life is boring,
这个现象就适合活水来降在你身上
Then you are someone who's fit for this living water to flow out of you.
那你得圣灵以后，你就发现随时随刻都很喜乐。
So when you have the Holy Spirit, you'll find that every moment of your life you have joy.
圣经里面记载一个人叫保罗。
In the Bible, it records a character named Paul.
他被关到监牢里面。
He was being imprisoned.
他就写信给那个基督徒。
So he wrote letters to all Christians.
大家一念到他的书啊，觉得哎。怎么这样呢？这个信从开头到结尾都是喜乐。
And when people read his letter, they wonder how can it be the letter is full of joy.
今天如果你看到一封信很喜乐，他是可能是在 Waikiki 住五星饭店的旅馆吃沙西米。写出来的。
So today, if you read a letter that is filled with joy, you may imagine that person lives in a five-star hotel eating sashimi.
但是怎么有可能关到监牢，这个人能够写出喜乐？你要不再喜乐，非常的喜乐。
So how can a person be imprisoned and still write a letter that's filled with joy?
因为耶稣的灵充满在他心里。
And that's because the Spirit of Jesus filled his heart.
好像活水的江河这样涌出来。
It's just like a stream of living water flowing out of him.
那这个圣灵两千年是这样，现在也这样。
So the Holy Spirit was the same 2,000 years ago. Is the same today.
就我们有一个女的慕道朋友。
There was a female truth seeker.
慕道很久。
She seek the truth for a long time.
但是每一次听完道理，很受感动， 她回到家里啊，她先生就用科学解经法就把她解消了。
And so every time she listens to the truth, she's very moved, but her husband will undo everything by explaining things with science.
每次很感动回家，这感动就没有了。
And so every time she's moved in church, but when she goes home, she's not moved or touched anymore.
后来她先生被公司差派回台湾半年。
And her husband was sent by the company back to Taiwan for 6 months.
那半年她得圣灵。
So in that 6 months, she received the Holy Spirit.
那她本来啊很多问题。
And she said that originally she had many problems.
突然间为什么没有来找传道？有什么问题啊
？And now she doesn't come and find the pastor. There's no more problem.
那传道就问她，哎。你为什么最近都没有问题
？And so the pastor asked her, "How come recently you don't have any questions?"
她说：“我忘记告诉你，我最近在家里得圣灵，祷告得圣灵。
”And she said that I forgot to tell you I received the Holy Spirit when I prayed at home.
那我祷告得圣灵，我到教会一听都听得懂，没有问题啊。说我不必要问你。
So ever since I received the Holy Spirit, I can understand everything I listened, I hear in the church, so I don't have any more questions.
而且我现在很喜欢祷告，每次祷告觉得很甜美，这样一直涌出来。
And now I enjoy praying prayers because every time I pray, I find the sweetness flowing out of me.
这是活生生一个慕道朋友的体验。
So this is a living testimony from a true seeker.
所以耶稣就是生命之粮。
And that's why Jesus is the bread of life.
他要给我们活水从内心涌出来。
He will give us a stream of living water flowing out of us.
所以等一下我们要一起祷告来求圣灵。
So in a little bit, we'll be praying together, praying for the Holy Spirit.
这个就是活水的江啊。
So that is a stream of living water.
就是给保罗喜乐的。
And that is the power that gave Paul joy.
也是给那个慕道朋友喜乐的。
And that is the source of the joy for that true seeker.
今天也要给你。
So today, this will be given to you.
如果你愿意祈求，你就可以得到。
If you're willing to ask for it, you shall receive it.
请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.John chapter 15,
第九节
verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love.
十一节
11.
这一些事我已经对你们说，叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
世界上有一种叫做耶稣的喜乐。
So there is such thing in this world that's called the joy of Jesus.
世界上有很多快乐。
There may be many kinds of happiness.
但是有一种叫做喜乐。
But there is such thing called joy.
这个快乐跟喜乐不太一样。
So joy is different from happiness.
喜乐是一种内心的满足。
So happiness is a heart that's content.
快乐常常是感官的满足。
Excuse me. Joy is the contentment of your heart, but happiness is contentment of your physical needs.
所以快乐到处都有。
And so there's happiness everywhere.
但是喜乐是在主耶稣里面。
But you can only find joy in Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说：“我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。”
And so Lord Jesus said that He wants His joy to be in us.
那什么程到什么程度呢
？So to what point?
叫你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be complete.
满足是什么？百分之百。
So what does it mean to be complete? That means 100%.
你非常的喜乐。
That means is the most joy.
那主耶稣的喜乐怎么存在我们心里呢
？So how can the joy of Jesus exist in our hearts?
十一节说这些事我对你说是要让你喜乐。
And verse 11, I have told you this so that you may have my joy.
那这些事是什么
？So what are these things?
第九节。
Verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
And that as the Father has loved us, so have I loved you.
就是主耶稣的爱。
So that is the love of Jesus.
所以我们在信仰生活当中啊，常常会体会到神的爱。
So in our journey of faith, we can often experience the love of Jesus.
因为神会赐给我们很多意外的恩典。
Because God will give us many blessings beyond our surprise.
而且神的爱会借着圣灵。这个神的灵把它浇到灌在我们心里面。
And the love of God will be poured down into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神就是爱的泉源。
So He is the source of love.
神就是爱的本身。
God is love itself.
所以圣灵浇灌在我们心里，我们就充满着神的爱。
So when the Holy Spirit poured down upon us, we are filled with the love of God.
你知道现在好多人啊， 活得不快乐就是因为缺乏爱。
Do you know that there are many people today that are unhappy because they don't have love?
父母拼命赚钱。
And their parents work hard to earn money.
所以家庭像五星级的旅馆。
So their house is like a five-star hotel.
但是太忙赚钱了，他没有时间跟子女在一起。
Because they work so hard to earn the money, they don't have time to spend with their kids.
回到家已经精疲力竭了。
And when they come home, they are exhausted.
所以是五星级，但是是旅馆。
And so even though it's like a five-star home, it's a hotel.
但是感受不到爱。
But you can't experience love.
所以觉得很空虚。
And so their hearts are empty.
那今天我们来到神的前面。
So today we come before God.
神很爱我们。
God loves us very much.
你敬拜他，生活会有很多神的体验。
You come and honor him, you will have many experiences in your life.
多的困难神会帮我们解决。
God will solve many problems in our lives.
所以有时候我们在数算神的恩典，算完之后，你就心里很感谢神。
So many times when we count God's blessings, we have to give thanks to God.
因为这些都白白赐给我们。
Because God gave us all these blessings for free.
那有时候我们祷告被圣灵充满。
And sometimes when we pray, we are filled with the Spirit.
那你内心就充满着喜乐。
And your heart is filled with joy.
这真的是很奇妙的体验。
So this is a very wonderful, miraculous experience.
耶稣就是生命之粮。
So therefore, Jesus is the bread of life.
他要完完全全满足我们的内心。
He wants to fill our hearts completely.
让我们的生命非常的丰盛。
And so that our lives can be in abundance.
这是第二个意思。
So that is the second meaning.
提升我们生活的品质。
That he wants to raise the quality of our lives.
我们再看第三个。
Let's look at the third point.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
32节。
Verse 32.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我天父将真粮赐给你们。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who have given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven.
这里主耶稣提到真粮。
So here Lord Jesus said the true bread.
为什么还加这一个真呢？
Why does he say it's true?
真就是分别。
So true, it distinguishes from ordinary bread.
那怎么分别呢？
So how can you distinguish that?
我们看49节。
Verse 49.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛哪还是死的。
Your forefathers ate the manna in desert, they died.
Manna 是物质的粮食。
Because manna is a physical bread.
所以以色列百姓吃了40年，活40年。
And that's why the Israelites ate for 40 years, they lived 40 years.
Manna 本身是神迹。
Manna itself is a miracle.
你早上起来外面就可以捡了。
And when you wake up in the morning, you can pick a manna outside.
但是这个神迹只是维持肉体的生命。
But this manna, this miracle is there to sustain their lives.
所以进到迦南，全部都死了。
And that's why when they enter into Canaan, they all die.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
我是从天上降下来生命之粮，人若吃这个粮就必永远活着。
Verse 51, I am the living bread that come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever.
耶稣一个非常大胆的宣告。
And Lord Jesus has a very bold proclamation.
没有人敢讲，也没有人讲过。
And nobody has dared to say this.
我是生命之粮。
That he is the bread of life.
你如果吃这个粮，你就永远活着。
That if you eat this bread, you will live forever.
忽然间我们就发现人类有一个希望。
And all of a sudden we realize there is a hope in this humankind.
这个叫做永生。
And that is the eternity.
这个就是人类集中的追求。
And that is the ultimate pursuit for all humankind.
所以有时候我们常常想，到底你一生在忙什么？
And sometimes you wonder, what are you laboring for?
到底你在追求什么？
What are you pursuing for?
忽然间我们发现我们人真的是没有方向。
Then you realize that as men, we actually have no goals.
虽然很忙，没有认真去想过。
Even though we're busy, we never think about this carefully.
我们如果真的认真去想，也想不到答案。
Even if you try to think it through, you may not have the answer.
忽然间，耶稣给我们答案。
But yet, Lord Jesus gave us this answer.
我就是真粮。
I am the true bread.
你如果来领受这个粮，你就永远活着。
If you come and receive this bread, you will live forever.
忽然间，我们就发现，我们人生真正的追求就是追求永生。
Then you realize that the true pursuit of your life should be pursued for eternity.
在天上的永生。
The eternity in heaven.
因为有这个盼望。
Because we have that hope.
所以人就不虚空。
So men will not live in vanity.
因为有这个盼望。
Because we have that hope.
所以人就变成活得有意义，有价值。
So we live a very meaningful life.
所以耶稣说，我是生命之粮。
So Lord Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
这个是对人类一个极重要的宣告。
And that is a very important proclamation to men.
让我们基本生活需要 有一个承诺
that he gave us a promise in our basic needs
让我们内心的生活得到满足
and that he fulfills our heart completely
最后要让我们永远活着
and lastly he will give us eternity
诸位朋友
so our friends
耶稣确实是至宝
Lord Jesus is the ultimate treasure
我欢迎你明天再来从另外一个角度来认识他
and I welcome you to come tomorrow to get to know him from a different angle
thanks
Let us sing him together.
256.
256.